Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through His Word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, "If you continue in My Word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered Him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one who frees us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Freedom. What is it? What is freedom? Now, when I hear the word freedom, there might be a movie quote or something that comes to mind. I think of Braveheart in the final scene when he's being executed for standing up for his people, Mel Gibson's character. And just before he's beheaded, he screams out, "Freedom." There's other great movies based on this concept of freedom. How do we understand freedom in our own daily lives? I think because of our situation, the freedom in which we are blessed to have in this country, we think of things like the Bill of Rights, those different freedoms awarded to us, whether it be freedom of speech, press, religion, all 10 of those bills. That was just the first one. I also think of, or as a culture, we also think of a free market, that place to where the economy is driven by those who are free to produce goods and be competitive about that. And as I said, ultimately I think we think of the freedom in which we have in this nation, especially as we fall here in between Labor Day and closing up on Veterans Day. Now, these forms of freedom are very important, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think this is a freedom in which Jesus speaks to in our gospel text today. So what is freedom? To begin, I think we got to start by digging into the book of John from where our text comes today. Now, John, if you recall, was written in the late first century, about 60 years following Jesus' death and resurrection. It is believed that John's author is a Jewish scholar, and he's writing to other Jews who are Christians, or those who believe as Christ being the Messiah. So we're 60 years after Christ's death. There's this idea that Christ should have returned by now, and the people are being oppressed by government, by the Romans. And so they're in a bit of a challenging time, if we'd say. And let me take a side note here. So in this text here, we hear Jesus said to the Jews, given our recent attack, another mass shooting that happened at a synagogue yesterday morning, texts like these, whenever we hear this phrase, "the Jews," have wrongly been used in anti-Semitic against Jewish people. As Lutherans, we have an ugly history of this, where Luther himself, late in his years, wrote terrible things about the Jewish people. This is not what this text or any text in the Bible that is used in that fashion is referring to. The Jews often in John's Gospel are referred to as Jewish leaders, those Pharisees, Sadducees, those folks. Here in our text today, it specifically states it's the followers of Christ who believe in Jesus that are Jewish in descent. And so let's make sure there's a clear distinction there. So we find, getting back on track now, so we have our text. We have it starting off with Jesus speaking to those who believed in him, saying, "If you continue in my word, you truly are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now, I think it's interesting here, it begins the Jews who had believed in him. So he's not talking to Gentiles or folks who don't know Christ. He's talking to believers. He's talking to people like you and me, people who know Christ, who trust in the promise of Christ, who follow Jesus. And to their amazement, they just don't understand what Jesus is talking about when he talks about them being made free. They respond, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by this being made free?" Now, this in itself is totally incorrect. If we recall the history of the Jewish people, captivity is what they've experienced for much of their lives, all the way back to Egypt, when Moses was there to set the people free. Then later on in Jerusalem, where the Assyrians came in about 722, and then later the Babylonian Empire came through and took more captives, hauling them all off into their name, taking their country and taking them prisoner. And as I stated earlier, now they're in the captivity of Rome. Now, while it's not quite the same captivity they experience elsewhere, it's still captivity. They're bound to Roman rule. They do have the right to practice their faith. But the truth is that captivity is different. A captivity is gold-lined pockets of religious leaders who are finding favor with the government leadership. Their captivity may not look like prison bars or slavery, but their captivity is their souls sold to a power that is not God. Which takes us into, if we fast forward now into Luther's day, we see the same thing going on in the Holy Roman Empire. This text, this John text, is a text that was very profound to Luther. It's a text we use every year for Reformation Sunday. In Luther's day, you have that same captivity. Not only was the church, the empire, the power that controlled the government, that was influenced by the government, but the church was the power that held souls captive through false teaching. Now, let's be sure, they didn't have the physical power to hold any one soul captive. But what they were teaching and proclaiming was not of God. They were teaching that there were certain ways to win favor of God. They were fixated on laws rather than on salvation, on God's love of relationship, loving relationship with people. So the church abused its power. And it's in Luther's own study, in this Roman text, in this John text, that he discovers, and he's not the first, but it's him and the other reformers that discover that freedom is not in the form of something that you purchase. It's not in the form of doing a right penance. It's not in the form of anything else but God's gift of grace and love. A free gift. A gift that is not earned. A gift that in no shape or form can be bought. I want to share with you Luther's writing from the Small Catechism. Speaking of which, those are in the pews if you want to take one home with you. But in the second article of the Apostles' Creed, the part of the creed that begins, "I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son," Luther explains this by saying, "I believe in Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father in eternity, and also a true human being, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned human being. He has purchased and freed me from all sins, death, and the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. He has done this all in order that I may belong to him, that I may belong to him, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in eternal righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from the dead and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true. He has purchased and freed me from sin, death, and the devil. Christ has done this. Christ has done this for you. Christ has done this for me. Christ has done this for all people. Hence, where we are today. How might this word of truth be speaking to us? How might Jesus' words, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Freedom. Freedom, this liberation from sin. This condemning to death, the wages of sin, is, and freedom, this liberation from death, this freedom, this liberation from the powers that be, that get in the way, for those who believe. That's us, believers. Jesus calling us to delve into his word, to know him more intimately. That word being the Holy Scriptures, the Bible that we can read, that holy word that is spoken between all of us in conversations about Christ. That word that is Jesus, that shows up in the most mundane, in the most peculiar places in our lives. Showing up with truth. Christ is that truth. And it's from Christ that only true truth comes. Truth being freedom. Truth, as Jesus goes on later in the gospel to say, "I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the physical being of truth. Later, when he's under testimony of Pontius Pilate, testifying that he is, again, the truth, his testimony. And what is that? What is Jesus being? What is his testimony? As we see again and again throughout the Gospels, and particularly in the book of John, it is servanthood. Jesus is a person that takes on servanthood, that washes feet. A job that isn't meant for him, but for a slave. Jesus washes those feet and commands his followers to love as I have loved you. This is truth, brothers and sisters. This is gospel truth. Christ loves us and invites us to love in that same manner. Everything else is sin. Everything else is sin. Sin being that most fundamental thing that separates us from God, that comes between us and God and gets us in the way and distracts us from what is truth. That's God's love. God's love, God's will for all of humankind. A will that desires abundant life for every single human being, no matter what label this world has put on you. Life of freedom and liberation in God's love. So the key question, I think, before us this day, our key reflection is, as believers, what are the bondages that we are in denial of? What are the bondages that you and I, as gathered community, as people of faith, individually, corporately, what are the bondages that we are denying? That sin that denies a human being dignity. That sin that creates groups that somehow make someone more important than others. What are those bondages that we knowingly and unknowingly cling to for life and truth? Freedom is a gift from God because God chooses us, chooses you, chooses all of humanity out of love. A love that in no way, shape, or form is ever earned. A love that can't be figured out in your mind. Belief isn't something you get. Belief is a trust. It's trusting in this promise. This love that is not just set up for certain people. It's not just for those who come on to a Christian church on Sunday morning. God's love is for everyone. It is for all people. And it's in God's love that we have freedom. And it's in love that where God most intimately meets us. Meets us individually, but more importantly, meets us collectively. That is gospel truth. That is freedom. That is liberation in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.